Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 171 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Fisker, and we've received recent updates of their 100% upcoming electric SUV, the Ocean. Now, a few months ago, Fisker, the now reborn brand once again, premiered a 100% eco-friendly and vegan electric SUV called the Ocean, which is definitely a different type of take of the vehicle they decided to rebrand their company as, considering of what they used to be before. But what we found when they premiered the cars, it was actually pretty cool. And we already know a few details, very few details, but like I said, they've just publicly released more. So let's just go ahead and talk about what we learned. We know it has a very aggressive starting MSRP of $37,499. So think about that. For, we'll just say $38,000, right? You can have a sizable SUV for either yourself or your family or whatever you need to use the SUV for, carry a bunch of things, or if maybe you travel a lot. And you can have an electric SUV, which is definitely all the hype and all the craze and where the customer demand is right now. We know the production is set to begin in 2021 with deliveries taking place in 2022, just, you know, a couple years from now. The standard power of the vehicle is thought and kind of rumored to be just over 300 horsepower, with the highest performance variant of the Fisker Ocean being able to achieve 0 to 60 miles per hour in as little as 2.9 seconds. An electric SUV with a 0 to 60 time of that of basically a 911 Porsche Turbo S, that's a pretty serious performing vehicle. It's rumored, this is not 100% fact as of yet, but there's been quite a lot of talks and speculation that the Fisker Ocean is going to be utilizing an 80 kilowatt battery pack that has a capable range of 300 miles, which is going to be more than enough for most people that would be purchasing this car. It's got a solar panel roof that Fisker is saying can provide 1,000 miles within the driving time of a single year. So while your car is sitting in the sun or outside, wherever it may be, and it's got that sun beating on it, it can charge it enough within the time frame of year to provide you an additional 1,000 miles of driving. How pretty cool is that? And if you think about it, it actually does save you a little bit of time for having to wait and charge your vehicle. Now, the whole thought process behind that is that you wouldn't have to wait, because while you're at work or while you're at home and your car is sitting outside, it's going to charge itself. Well, if Fisker has manufactured and engineered this solar panel to be pretty well done and it can give you an additional 1,000 miles of driving, that's just that less of time you got to wait charging your vehicle. And pretty nifty, not bad. They're also saying that the Fisker Ocean does have fast charging capabilities of 0 to a 200 mile range in as little as 30 minutes. And again, not bad. It's kind of looking pretty promising, this car. The standard wheels are 20 inches with 22 inches of wheels being optional. It's going to have four-wheel drive. It's going to have a 16-inch infotainment system that is touchscreen with a 9.8-inch digital gauge cluster for the driver. It's going to have a standard heads-up display, and what we already know, it has an eco-friendly vegan interior. Now, a couple size facts, because this is an SUV, that with the second row of the SUV Ocean, of the second row of the seats being folded up, you have 20 cubic feet of storage. Now, when that second row of seats are folded down, it actually has 45 cubic feet of storage when, again, that second row of seats is folded down. So it's actually not bad. And everything that I'm seeing and everything that I'm reading, now, I'm not going to get ahead of myself and saying, hey, this is going to be the best SUV out there for electric, that is. But it sounds promising, and it reads actually like it's going to be pretty cool. Personally, I think it looks a little bit like a Range Rover. Just the front end, just primarily talking about the front end and the side profile. You might agree with me 100%. You actually might disagree with me and say, dude, you're crazy. It looks nothing like a Range Rover. But honestly, I think it kind of does. If you open and just expand your mind a little bit, check the Ocean out from the front and check it from the side, I think it definitely looks like a Range Rover. But, I mean, all in all, it sounds like it can be promising. It really does, especially with brands that are, you know, the brand itself is reborn. In the previous episode, we talked about GM's bringing the Hummer back. You just got to give them a chance. You got to stay positive about it. Give the chance another brand. They're improving. They're re-engineering. They're becoming better. And I think this is an interesting choice, like I said before, for Fisker to rebrand themselves. Coming out with an all-electric SUV. I know it's been their plans for a while. But as more pictures of the car being unveiled, the more specifications, the more we learn, I think it definitely has a good shot of becoming something special. But ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think. As we learn more about this brand, does it pique your interest more? Can you see yourself buying a Fisker Ocean? Are we still too early to tell? Do you think it's great? Do you think it's not so good? Do you think it's attractive? Do you think it's not? What do you think of the specs? Let me know. I want to have a conversation about this. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 171. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. Unless you're sitting here watching on YouTube already, if you are, bless your heart, thank you so much. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, which is your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, or accessory from your favorite car company, www.tl.com, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 172. We're talking about the Porsche 718 Cayman and Boxster, and how Porsche just gave it the 4-liter engine of displacement. Very exciting. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.